Paragraph Beis, V'zeh b'chinas shiluach hakan. With this, we'll be able to understand what the Torah says when it presents the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, sending away the mother bird before you can take the chicks to yourself. B'chinas, the posuk says there, shaleach teshalach esoim v'sabonim tikach loch. Send away the mother, then you can take the children. Listen to this. Ki isa, it's brought in the Zohar HaKodesh and in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, sheze merameis sheosur lichnois bechochmois v'chakirois horechoikim misichloi lefi b'chinosoi. That it's from this mitzvah that we learn out of remez that a Jew is not allowed to delve into deep knowledge and wisdom and questions, philosophical thoughts that he's far from, that are out of reach to him, according to the level he's on. Ki shaleach teshalach esoeim, when the pasuk says send away the mother, ze bechinas shalosh rishonos she'osur lachkor bohem. The mother represents bina, which is which sometimes is used to refer to the whole set of three spheros, keser chachma bina or chachma bina das. We know that there's a pasuk, a famous pasuk in Mishlei, ki eim labina tikra. Referred to Bina as the mother. Bina is called mother. Chachma is called the father. Bina is called the mother. And the spheros below them, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, are referred to relative. When we refer to Chachma and Bina as father and mother, then the six lower ones are referred to as children in comparison. And the Keser is referred to as a grandfather, you know, Kavyochlin, in that sense. So Bina is called the mother, Ki'em Labina Tikra, and sometimes we refer to the upper three spheros as a set. So when we say send away the mother, we're saying push away Keser Chachma Bina, push away the Chachma, put your Seichel aside. Do not delve into that Seichel right now. A Jew is not allowed to delve into that Keser Chochma Bina because that's out of his reach in a sense. Veshabonim tikach loch. Veshabonim tikach loch ze bechinas shishok tzavois. That refers to the six lower spheros. The Chesed Gvura Teferes, which are called Sikza, Miktzei HaShamayim VatKtzei HaShamayim. There are psukim that refer to these six spheres from one end of Shamayim to the other end of Shamayim. Sheshom Mutar La'ayin B'sichloi. There, a Jew is allowed to delve it, to try to understand them. Hainu Kanal. This relates to what we learned in the previous paragraph. Ki I efsher lahasig hasagosi yisporach ki im al yidei tzimtzumim daiko. It's impossible to succeed in understanding Hashem unless you first do tzimtzumim. You have to have a limiting factor. V'hatzimtzum hu b'chinas shaleach tishalach esvayim. One example of the tzimtzum here is send away the mother. She'sholchem u'marchikim u'metzamtzumim hasechem etzloi. He's sending away. He's taking certain things out of the picture. I'm not going to think about that now. I'm not going to think about that so that I can concentrate on focus on what I can understand. Then you're able to take the chicks or the eggs which the mother was hovering over. This refers to that when a person wants to understand certain things about Hashem, he has to first know what to stay away from, keep out, get clear your mind. There are people when they sit down to learn, even with a Rebbe or Chavrus, they start asking the first word, they have 30 questions. And sometimes that person will not learn because that's not how you learn. In order to learn, clear the registers, get it to zero. And first, just focus on what you do. Just try to understand this line. If you're going to try to understand the whole, but where does this come from? How do we get to it? If you're going to ask all of that, you're not going to move. First, take a line, tzimtzum, to get everything out of the way and focus only on this. Ki kol zman sheho aim shehi bichinas aim labino imo de mesak chal bnin roivetes al efroichim, because as long as that mother is still hovering over the chicks, and we said the mother is called bina, and the Zohar HaKodesh uses this term, the mother who covers over her children or hovers over them, as long shehim bichinas hatzimtzumim shel asechel, the eggs and the chicks represent the tzimtzum asechel bichinas shiur adas van doraisa. the shapes and forms of the letters, ki efroichim ubeitzim heim bechinas morei mishnah umorei mikra, because we said earlier, eggs represents people who learn chumish, the chicks represent people who learn mishnah, kemoi shekosu betikunim, as the Tikkun Ezra says, v'chol zman shehoeim shehi mekoyer hasechel roivetes al atzimtzumim. As long as the mother, which represents the high, a very, very high level of sechel, as long as that's still attached to the chicks and the eggs, which represent the tzimtzumim, azay hakoyel echod, then it's all one. V'oz efsher lekabel ulahasig es hasechel, and then you will not be able to understand. You will not be able to digest the sechel, as if you can't separate between the things you can't understand now and the things you can understand now, you're not going to be able to move. In order to be able to understand what you can understand, you have to first get the stuff you can't understand, add it away, push it aside, put it away. That's why you must send away the mother. You must make this tzimtzum. You must be able to limit yourself and focus. Va'oz ve'sabonim tikach loch. Then you'll be able to take the children to yourself. Ki oz daiko yecholin likach ulekabel ulahasig es hasogosa yisporach al yidei tzimtzume asechel. Because then you will be able to get an understanding of Hashem through this tzimtzum that you made of the sechel. Shehem bechinas habonim, which is represented by the bonim, the children, the chicks. Shehem bechinas shiurin da'asven doiraisa. That's the concept of the boundaries of the letters of the Torah. Each letter has its shape and boundary, and it only goes from here to here. Bechinas chochmotato, that's this chochmotato. Shehi bechinas beitzim, which is represented by eggs.